We parish ki seite leisachoish b'shor u'b'chamor yachtov. The Torah tells us that we're not allowed to be choyresh in a field, not allowed to plow a field. Eliezer, we have a shmuz now. Okay, how about that? Leisachoish b'shor u'b'chamor yachtov. You shouldn't be choyresh with a shor and a chamor yachtov. Why not? The Torah says it. Do you want to do harisha? The shor and the chamor shouldn't be together in one area, plowing together. So what's the pshat? It's the palaturin, the murder of the palaturin universe. You ever heard this palaturin?
Yeah.
Now you're going to hear it. You know the palaturin?
Yeah,
oh. I'm sorry, I was going to ask you to give it to me, but now. Yeah. But it's not the shor and the chamor, zok to me palaturin. Zel, shim the first time, shlolachosh, mishor, chamor, fisha, shor, male, geira. A shor is a male geira. You never know what a male geira. Male geira means he chews his cud. That means the way his stomach works is that he always is eating. He's always pulling up. The food goes down a little bit and comes back up. He's always chewing it. The chamor ain't a male geira. The chamor is something that's not male geira. Because shiira has shor male geira yisoshu oichu umitzar v'zeo al tachrosh al reyach ha-ro שגורם לחמור שחורש על ראי אמרו. An unbelievable zach. The Torah HaKadosh, how far according to this time, why can't we be chorish a shor and a chamor to achrov? Because Hashem says it does not right. You know why? Because the shor is malageiret. And therefore it's always chewing its cud. The chamor is not something that chews its cud. And therefore the shor looks like it's always eating. And therefore, the chamor will be jealous and have tzar. So up there, unbelievable. Because Shira Hashem Malakei Yisod Shu Oichol Mitzdar. He said, look, he's always eating, and he can't eat. Because the man, the Torah said they shouldn't be together. We don't want the chamor, the donkey, to have tzar. The Ibn Ezra Bema says, also similar, he says, V'Hashem u'chomar al kol ma'isol dot yam, ki ein koyach ha'chamor ki koyach ha'shor. The chamor is not like the shor. The shor is much more, because he's an ox, as they say, oh, that guy's an ox. Don't say he's a donkey, maybe for other reasons. But the ma'isol, you say he's an ox, the ox is so powerful, and the ma'isol, the chamor, they see how much power, they're flying together, they see how much the ox is doing, the chamor is not doing as much. So it's Hashem and Chamor. We see how far Hakadosh Baruch Hu went. That he didn't want that there's an issue in the Torah not to put the things together, not to put these two animals together, so one animal shouldn't feel the tzar of the other animal. It's not like the it's unbelievable. It's not like the other animal doing it for the purpose. And the Shah is that the Chamor, the Shor, is a very, very powerful for the Ebn Ezra, and the Chamor is not going to be able to do his good work. Or the shor, he chooses his car, he always looks like he's eating. The chamor doesn't have that characteristic. It's not like the shor went out and did something to cause shame or to cause sad to the chamor. But he's going to have chav. The Torah says, Hashem says, you know what? Better not, those two animals should be together. We don't want those two animals to be together. Watch the chamor have extra suffering. How much HaKadosh Baruch Hu is chomar, has achmonis on the animals, of course. Which kind of animal? The donkey. Plain out donkey, Hashem says, I don't want. If that's the reason what the Torah is telling us about Yisrael, this is the halacha. To lav do raisa, a person takes a chamor and a shor and plows together over the lav do raisa. As though even the lav was saying beforehand, as though even you plant kalim together, as though you make shatnez, you even shatnez. People say, no, I don't wear, me no wear shatnez. And the pasuk says, lo shachar shor and chamor yadu lo silva shatnez sema vishnim yachtov. Don't wear tzemah vishnim yachtov. You know what pshan that also, Rabbi Yisrael, is? Some of Farshim say also. It's also in you. You know why can't we shemah vishnim yachtov, Rabbi Yisrael? Because who was the first one who bought? Semer? Semer was, we remember the story with Cain and Hevel, Rabbi Yisrael. What happened by Cain and Hevel? Cain brought from the sheep hevel brought from the sheep, which is represented in the kind and the wool, and Kayin brought from the pishton. Says it wasn't a good thing. So the Mefarshim say pshat also over there. Lois silvash semur pishton yatok, because it represents the machloikas between Kayin and Hevel, which were about the destruction of Achdus in the world. So we distance ourselves from that master, Rabbi Yisrael. We distance ourselves very far from that master of that there shouldn't be any problem. We want to stay away from the Iyam Machlok. The first Machlok in the Torah involved Temer of Pishtin. So the Torah asked Temer of Pishtin. Over the same way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that Hashem had Rachmanas on the brief, the same Issa wearing Pshatnis, the same person, Loi Sarah Shoyu Chamorchad. No one's wearing Pshatnis. No, Chas V'Shalom. Take it to our Shatnas laboratory. Bar Hashem, we have a woman, and she checks the Shatnas. She knows that Allah doesn't, that's a different Shatnas, but she checks for Shatnas. Take the Shatnas there, with a big button on it, and everything's good. But then no one has to wear Shatnas. Also, it's another law, we're not going to do it, but the same day, we have to understand why the Torah commanded it. According to the Rishonim over here, it means not. So again, the guy goes ahead and tells his friend. He's not going to plow with a donkey or anything. He goes and mitzvah his friend. He goes and does things that his friend doesn't want. He goes and he, for instance, he knows that his friend doesn't enjoy here. He chews gum. And he comes into the room. Oh boy, does he know how to chew gum. The whole neighborhood hears when this guy chews gum. And he blows big bubbles and he pops it at 3 in the morning while he's reading his important article he has to read about tape recorders, how they're going extinct. With the dinosaurs. So he has a big room and he's popping gum in his room, and he knows how his roommate can't stand when he chews gum. He chews gum like a chamor or a shor. And he's the chamor. No, I'm going to say that, but nicely, he's the other guy, and there he is chewing gum in the guy's ears. Or whatever it is, he comes into the room and he wakes the guy up and he's very loud, smashing, you know, every he comes in. We remember we had a bacher in the old days. Used to come when he came into the room, the whole room knew he came. He had 3 bachelors. Mamish, I don't know what he was searching for, but they're gold, maybe. He was in a gold mine. And so the guy comes into the room 2 in the morning, and of course he has to get his PJs. But he didn't just get his PJs. He slammed open the closet, bangs, boom, everything. The whole room has to know, his roommate for sure has to know, that he's now entered at 2:30. Enter Yisachar. Here he is. His grand entrance at 2:30 in the morning. The whole room wakes up. And it's a tzara gadol of Loisai. You know how much that's a lav, avari a lav? Loisai, of course, didn't want the Shoah and the Chamor to be together because it caused tzara. And he's not even telling. Can you imagine how a tzara guy is trying to sleep? He finally fell asleep. You know, and he finally got to sleep at an early hour. He went to sleep early. And this guy comes into the room. He's chewing gum. He's making noise. Or he just wants to have a few barbecue potato chips. He enjoys his chips at night at 1:30 in the morning when it's some guzzling coke. And usually after he drinks a few things of coke, you know what comes up next. Oh boy, next door in the room they hear it also, besides the chips. Yeah, listen, what can he do? You know, it's like chews his coke, it comes up, it's the mailer. But as it is, he wakes up his neighbor. And it goes, sad. The guy finds I had stories of us, the guys came over to me. I understand, very good. He's eating corn chips. At 2:30 in the morning, he got an urge to eat corn chips. Maybe he's pregnant, I don't know. He got an urge to eat corn chips. And there he is eating corn chips. And can you imagine the scene, Rabbi Yisrael? I was just hungry, Rabbi. And this guy couldn't sleep last night because he was eating corn chips. It's a pell of the gazab, but you have to think. A guy goes into a room, and the same guy has problems. We always find these guys, we're not careful. They always going to have problems with their marriage, Rabbi Yisrael, because they eat the corn chips also when they get married. Same thing, wake up their wife. No problem. Just a different person in the other bed now, also waking up with the corn chips. The person has to realize how far the Torah goes. You understand? Not to cause sad. How are you causing sad over here? Because when he's eating, the other guy gets his. And suddenly you make noise, and it does, the person does think that it annoys other people, but you're not having gavana. The Torah doesn't have gavana, but still the Torah answers it. They shouldn't sit together about it. It's a murder of Musa Haskell. That when we eat, when we conduct ourselves, you have to realize, are we causing sad to somebody else? Maybe the way we're doing things about sad. People don't realize it. And we know the Gemara tells you not let it do something disgusting. Chazal tells us how bad it is. A person could lose, can have terrible repercussions. If a person does drugs that are not proper in front of other people that are disgusted by it. You might not be disgusted by it, but a guy blows his nose and leaves his tissues as a person on the table right next to the guy's cholin, and the end of the tissue is leaning into his cholin. Not the dirty side, at least, but the other side. You have to realize how much a guy, for some reason, he doesn't mind, but he's, you know, during the Seder, he blows his nose. And Baruch Hashem, everybody has to find his tissue later on. Thank you for your, you know. They say in the what's it called? In the Goy Shevel today, someone told me they sell online, these big sport players, they sell their underwear and their handkerchiefs. So Bachem over here feel that Baruch Hashem, you always build up their level, and they want to be good mazaka you with their nose tissue after it was used. Free. You don't have to even pay for it. But this guy's underwear, Alice Rodriguez's underwear, you got to pay for it. And Yisachar Belshbaum's nose tissue, you could have it free. You could even hang it up in your room if you want. He doesn't mind. He can leave his nose tissue, and a guy go, you know, after he's in the base special, he drank a cup. He leaves his cup at his table with a half-drunken, you know, soda in there, and cookies on the table, and everything, whatever you crunched, you know, up already, just so you can come tonight and enjoy cleaning it up. Why not? You're a good guy. And we have to realize it was the Torah Torah was doing that we should be careful not to cause other people that should be disgusting with another person. So we have to make that, we have to realize that's derech eretz. That's what the Torah revealed from a mensch. Torah wants us to be considerate that there's other people in the world besides ourselves, and be'ez Hashem, b'schuzeh, be'ez Hashem, that's how we learn to make shalom ba'olam. All these fights and all these things come out because people are not considerate to other people. Roommate problems, they don't have chaveiro problems, they ishter problems. Most of the problems, boys, they become because people are not considerate. They think about themselves and what they need and what they can use, and if they stop for a second to think, maybe the other person disgusts, maybe they're noising, maybe it gets a little echoed it, we'd be careful to take our plates out, throw in the garbage, put away our nose tissue in the garbage, and be zircha that we should have gewaldike ben al-chaveiro and achtus, the yeshiva of the mansion.